What a beautiful thing, huh? To be able to suffer because we belong to Christ. It's not easy always, huh? You have it harder in some ways, in many ways, than I do. When I'm out in public as a Catholic priest, obviously, they know where I'm going to stand, what I'm going to say, and what my positions are, if you will. They know I'm Catholic, and that I'm going to defend it, or even if they don't talk to me about it, they presume that, right? You have it much harder, because they think they're going to find an easier hearing in you. So when you're at work or wherever, in the bar, and they bring up Catholic issues, and they make fun of it a little bit, they think that you're going to kind of cave very easily. They're somewhat respectful toward me, so they won't do that, because they know what my position will be. But with you, they think, they know that that Catholic stuff is all crazy. And so it's harder, much harder, to be able to stand your ground calmly, smiling, defending your faith in small little ways, be it eating meat, not eating meat on a Friday of Lent, to bigger issues on where the church stands as when it comes to marriage and divorce and children and pro-life and whatever it might be, that to simply, calmly smile and defend the faith, not trying to win them over necessarily, but standing your ground, not even having to know all the right answers, not being able to necessarily answer all their questions, because they're trained pretty well. The world is training them to be anti-Catholic pretty well. And so we don't have to have all the right answers. We just have to stand our ground and to see that we're fulfilling what Jesus promised from the very beginning. If the world hates you, realize it also hated me first. And if they don't hate us, we might be giving in a little more of our Catholic faith than we think. If we're Catholic, they will hate us. It's not maybe they will. He said, just know it. The world's going to hate you, right? Because it almost has to. Because he says in another place, if you're not with me, then you're against me.